grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris Valley from Normal New Zealand and Hemp Store up there on K Road. How's it going?
Hey,
hola.
There's been lots in the news. Lots in the news. You're up at Chapel Bar earlier this week. How did that go down with Paula Bennett and Chloe Swarbrick?
Oh, that was lots of fun. It was quite wild.
Rowdy.
Rowdy, you know, pub debate. And very good. You know, we need more of these things in the local neighbourhood bar. It was packed to the rafters. One thing is, I'll give them all credit for showing up and, you know, for actually being there for the debate. Good on them.
Sort of strange that it's a debate about cannabis at a bar, though, eh?
That was brought up by a few people. you know, but isn't it better that that you have a bar that is properly regulated? You know what's in there, the stuff, you know, it is alcohol, you know what it is, but it's true to label of sorts, I guess, supposed to be. Mm. But, you know, and meanwhile, you know, someone did blaze a joint during the thing. It was remarked upon by Paula. I tried to, you know, quietly close the window kind of thing. Say, no. And it's like, I'm getting a buzz on! Yeah, well, We're in here having this the regulated alcohol in there in the bar, and someone's out there on the street having the cannabis that they don't know what's in it, and they're at risk of getting arrested right there. So it was kind of demonstrated right there. But it did bring up, you know, one thing is, like, you know, Paula likes to ask a lot of questions, and she did, and good on her. There's a lot of questions that she's asking that a lot of people are thinking.
It doesn't seem to like the answers.
And that's one of the things is David Seymour did say, you've got to listen to the answers, yeah. And when the empirical evidence is there, and so that's what then just happened is Helen Clark, the former Prime Minister, Minister of Health, and has put out this report just yesterday. I was there for the launch of it at AUT, mm-hmm. And AUT is doing a lot of good leadership in this area, and Chloe Swalbrook was there as well to help launch it, and it's the case for yes in the 2020 referendum from the Helen Clark Foundation. And it
lovely
is
looking
a,
booklet as well,
it
by the way.
It is a lovely looking booklet. I'm just like leafing through it here. Lovely booklet. You can download it somewhere. Helen Clark Foundation. If you Googled Helen Clark Foundation,
how
it's going to come up.
How deep have they gone? Is it printed on hemp paper?
It's pretty good. And I mean, you know, it's pretty thorough. It of course doesn't answer absolutely every, you know, detail or whatever.
What's the question going to be? What is it?
Well, as I keep saying, that's something that we don't yet know. And but whatever it is, we're going to vote for it. It's going to be better than what we've got, no matter what it is. Mm. And so the job here is to push the case for the best possible policy that the most people will support, so that we get it through. And what they're basically saying is, look to North America, and look to Uruguay, and there's your two case studies. In North America, you tend to have commercial type models of various different structures. And Canada and across Canadian states, where things are very tightly regulated and available in stores, very similar to alcohol in different kind of ways that that's regulated. Uruguay, you have home growing, you have cannabis clubs that people can go to, you heard from Dr. Green last week, of course, about cannabis clubs.
That was awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Passionate dude, and rightly so.
He needs our support.
He sounds fucking fed up, to be honest. He sounds fed up.
Poor. Could you blame him?
No, not at all.
But yeah, this is the, you know, he needs our support to, you know, to get in behind him now when they've gone and raided him. And I note that the club is still going on a BYO non-provided kind of basis. But also in Uruguay, you can get it through pharmacies. So it's different channels. Grow it your own. Go to a non-profit members club that you can join or form yourself, and get it from your local pharmacy, from some government grown or government provided, I guess. So
how do people have a look at this, what you're looking at right now on a hard copy? How do people have a look at that,
Helen Clark Foundation, you can Google that. Let's put a link somewhere.
Yeah.
But Helen Clark Foundation, it's at AUT. It is hosted there online. I know that they have done it. And she's, of course, a member of the Global Commission on Drugs.
This page with all the sort of harmful... What, you know, the stats on the drugs is quite interesting, isn't it? Alcohol at the top of the list, heroin right off that, crack cocaine, methamphetamines, cocaine, and then tobacco, and then starts rolling down. Cannabis is actually around about in the middle at the moment. right up ahead of GHB.
Yeah, well, that's right, and this is
should
from...
we be legalizing GHB? Is that what we're saying here?
Chris is focused on one thing at a time.
But this is also about the harms and whether you should regulate it or how you regulate it as a function of the harms. But there's a few other things that come into it and how widely people use it or how they use it.
Is the bottom of the list, everyone.
Well, that's right. The psychedelics have a very low risk, it turns out. And, this is from the Global Commission on Drugs. GlobalCommissionOnDrugs.org. You can find that one, and that chart is taken from. I think David Nutt, who's been here a few times, he was involved in... that, but we've certainly posted it on our Facebook page. If you go to the Normal NZ Facebook, you'll find this report, and we will put it on
here, eh?
Yeah, sure.
We can chuck it up online. It's really, really, really easy to find. I just did a quick Google search.
We'll put it on our Facebook page.
Helen Clark Foundation, and it's right there. You can just have a look at it online in all its glory.
And if you want to see Helen Clark talk a bit more about this, along with the leaders, the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement, who are going to be here in New Zealand at the Town Hall here in Auckland. It's a free event. Monday, 16 September, doors open 6 p.m, Auckland Town Hall, Unify for Justice to End the Drug War. The drug war all around the world, it's a racist drug war, and so they're coming at it from that perspective. But there's also Helen Clark, Kylie Quince, Kingi Shilnan, Stacey Morrison, I think a few more, but it's the Drug Foundation, Action Station, a few other organisations that are joining that. I'm going to be there. I think it'll be really good to pack out the Town Hall. It is a Monday, but you know, just go.
Mm-hmm. How important and rad is it that Helen Clark has sort of spoken up about the DAC leaf?
Oh, well, this is huge. You know, she's not only former Prime Minister of New Zealand, but then in terms of running the largest part of the UN, and I mean, she's actually a global figure outside of New Zealand. So, hopefully this will be enough. I mean, we've all seen the polls and people have got a bit dejected.
Middle New Zealand.
And, well, you know, it's the soft support, but what I think is, you know, we can get that back, and don't believe that poll is the other thing, or those polls, because it's not what will be asked in the question. I'm entirely confident that the referendum will be, you know, a question that will pass. It's just a question of what that will be.
Are we concerned about, like, voter turnout, like we normally are with most voting situations?
Well, it's going to be a general election, so it's that turnout, right. Like all elections, you know, who doesn't vote often makes a difference.
Yeah.
So it is a big thing. So that is the thing. We've got to encourage people to get out there and actually do it.
Kapai.
Yeah.
Right on, Chris Fowley. Thanks so much, mate.
Thank you very much.
One quick question before you wrap up. Do you think the question will heavily affect the model that we get in the end? Obviously, there's the North American model in Helen Clark's report, and also the model from Uruguay. Mm. Do you think the question will in turn reflect what we end up with when it comes to, like, you know, the sale and, you know, growing it at home and all that sort of stuff?
Absolutely. I think the question will be, is finally on the ballot. We'll know exactly what it means. It will point to a piece of legislation that will be drafted up in that. We just don't know what that is right now. So it's all speculation and fear-mongering, and, you know, we're imagining what it might be. But by early in the year, the Prime Minister's chief science advisor will have a report out in January. And they've already got people working on that. And I think that'll what comes out of that will pretty much be it. Or very closely modelled to it, and then we'll have a much you know, next year is when it really starts.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Awesome. Cheers, mate.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.